Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Some recent college graduates bring years of classroom training in writing, accounting, or coding to the workforce. But many companies have launched programs to help them polish their soft skills.
It's a different skill set, and it's a different energy level than maybe what some of these people were used to in hybrid internships or some virtual classes.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.
Many in the class of 2023 are entering the working world with the skills to do the day-to-day job, but they're lacking so-called soft skills. Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis joins us. So, Lindsay, what falls under the category of soft skills?
Many of the companies that I talked to on this really described training and instruction in a few key areas. When do you send an email versus a Slack message versus pop by in person? Some of it is, what exactly is business casual? And when you can wear denim, is all kinds of denim okay? Or is it only certain shades or those without rips?
Why are these skills so important?
It's one thing to really master the technical side of work. The aspect of what it's like to work in an office and work face to face, that can be not as intuitive for some people. And according to some of the new graduates I talked to, it's a different skill set and it's a different energy level than maybe what some of these people were used to in hybrid internships or some virtual classes, some in-person classes and the like.
Why are so many in this year's group of college grads missing these skills compared to past graduates?
Think back to March 2020 when so many college campuses shut down. The folks who graduated from college in 4 years, they were freshmen then and just graduating now. So the second half of their freshman year was disrupted. On some campuses, they had far more virtual classes than expected in their sophomore and junior years. And instead of a fully in-person internship, it might have been a hybrid internship, or they might have worked for a company from a distance. So they are less practiced on some of these skills than their predecessors or potentially the people coming after them. The virtual classes aspect of this is also really interesting. I was talking to one professor who reminded me that on a lot of virtual classes, people had their cameras off, and you can't really tell when a comment doesn't land in a group discussion if you can't see other people's reactions to it. And that type of skill translates to how you work a room in a meeting or how you kind of make the rounds at a networking event.
In your reporting, you mentioned that schools, recruiters, and companies are placing such an emphasis on interpersonal skills and things like reading body language. Why is that?
Partly it's because it's how you make a first impression and build a connection face to face. And people are taking different approaches when they're trying to teach these skills. At Michigan State University, for example, their business school has been requiring for some students instruction on soft skills. And they've issued a handout saying, okay, well, when you introduce yourself with your first and last name, pause to give the other person a chance to introduce themselves and kind of really getting down to the details there. One HR leader who I spoke with told me that he gives a pep talk to new graduates saying, it's okay to feel how you're feeling, but make the round, smile, introduce yourself, stick out your hand. And that type of encouragement, he says, can go a long way. Then there's the soft skills that are more conversational. If you're a new graduate and it's your first time on a business trip having dinner with a client, what do you talk about around the table? What feels okay? What feels like a little awkward? It's that kind of thing.
And for the schools and recruiters and companies providing this training, they're carving out extra time and resources to do it. Why do they feel the need to launch these trainings?
One person I talked to at KPMG told me that the team there has noticed that new grads have been a little stiff, and when they are introducing themselves and in face-to-face conversations, that they've noticed that there are skills that need to be built here. On the university side, there's an acknowledgement that it doesn't really matter what's causing this or whose fault it is. It's an effort to really prepare students to enter the world of work and help them build the skills that they might not have been prepared for just given their distinctive college experience. Every business wants to make sure that when they hire new grads and new talent, they are investing in those individuals to hopefully stay at the company and work their way up the ladder. So this certainly is just the beginning of the pipeline for these new graduates.
A moment ago, you mentioned training about what to do at a business dinner. What kinds of things were on the agenda?
They trained students on, okay, don't eat too quickly, follow the pace of some of the senior leaders at the table. That's actually something I should learn for myself. Getting down to like when you butter a roll, you know, you take a little bit of butter and you put it on your own plate before applying it to the roll. But some companies are also telling their early career employees and new graduates, here's what you might wear at a client site. Here's what a client site dinner might be. So there's instruction from both the campus level and also the company level too.
How do the grads feel about breaking away from being in front of their computers and being in the same room with business contacts?
So several surveys have indicated that new grads are actually really excited to work face-to-face, that they want to come into offices, that they want to do this. One survey that we reviewed from Timely Care, which is a student health company, found that of the members of the class of 2023 that were surveyed, far more wanted to work fully in person than they did to want fully remote. That said, some new graduates I talked to just reminded me that it takes a different skill set to show up and work face-to-face. And it's a level of energy that you bring. I mean, you really have to think about what you're wearing and building in commute time. And all of that is just a different experience than when you have to open your laptop and log on to a Zoom meeting.
That's Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.